In the light of massive deregulation and significant tax breaks for businesses on the horizon, have they increased their borrowing?
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics just released its November 2017 employment data, which shows an increase of 228,000 in new payroll jobs. In total, there were 2.1 million new payroll jobs created in the last 12 months, a drop of 11% compared to the same period of previous year. Okay, back to business borrowing from commercial banks. After the financial crash and the onset of the Great Recession, banks significantly reduced their lending to businesses. The volume of business loans dropped from $1.6 trillion before the crash to $1.2 trillion, a drop of 25%. Banks lend money only to entities that really don't need that loan. And to be fair, banks are also businesses and must ensure that there is a reasonable certainty of debt repayment. So when the economy goes into recession, they automatically cut back in the volume of their new loans. Beginning in November 2010, the volume of loans reversed direction and started to climb. And by January 2014, it had reached back to its previous peak of $1.6 trillion. Adjusted for inflation, it took the rest of 2014 for the numbers to catch up with their previous peak. While the economy is in a state of recovery, the rate of the recovery has left a lot to be desired. The Great Recession was deeper and more devastating than anticipated, and most forecasts underestimated the rate and the depth of the decline. Great Recession, by its very definition, was way more than just a recession. And that is probably why all the estimates based on previous recessions were skewed toward a slower and weaker drop and faster and stronger recovery, neither of which happened. An increase in the level of business loans is a precursor to increased business activity and higher employment and faster economic growth. The increase in commercial loans continued to add an average of $13 billion a month to the total volume of commercial loans through November of 2016, last year. Since then, the rate of growth of commercial loans has significantly dropped to an average of $2 billion a month, a drop of 85%. And for the first time since the Great Recession, after adjustment for inflation, the volume of total commercial loans are declining. This is contrary to other indicators in the economy, like the rapid growth in the stock market and housing prices. And of course, the much anticipated huge tax break for businesses is almost here. Despite all of that, the rate of increase in business loans has significantly dropped. And considering that the overall economy is still growing, the fact that inflation-adjusted volume of business loans is showing a decline is puzzling. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.